Hey, it's Nudia from Vocalo. Got plans July 11th? Now you do. Join me for Vocalo's free summer meltdown concert at Bottom Lounge with Adam Killa and Taylor Bennett. We'll have merch giveaways and surprise guests. Learn more at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago area could see destructive winds up to 80 miles an hour, also damaging hail and flash flooding this afternoon and this evening. The National Weather Service reports multiple rounds of storms are moving through northern Illinois into Indiana and then Michigan. Meteorologist Jake Petter says the damage could be significant.
Could have swaths of tree damage, maybe some down power lines and localized power outages, as well as potential for any kind of lighter objects to be lofted.
Petter also says there is a general tornado threat for the region, particularly in areas south of Interstate 80. He does expect these storms will clear up by later tonight and then forecasts dry weather for tomorrow. Chicagoans have registered at least 5,600 complaints with the city's 311 hotline following last night's storm. The Office of Emergency Management and Communications reports service requests include more than 4,000 complaints for downed trees that are blocking roadways or sidewalks. There also have been more than 250 complaints for water-related issues and more than 300 complaints for damaged traffic lights. OEMC is encouraging people to use its app or website in order to avoid high call wait times. The Greyhound bus station in Chicago could soon be owned by the city. The Sun-Times reports a city council committee has approved the purchase of that neglected terminal. The West Harrison Street property is currently owned by a private investment firm that planned to turn it into a high-rise, but it later backed out of those plans and began negotiations with the city. Greyhound would continue operating the station for 1 year after the sale date, while the city finds a third party to take over maintenance. The proposed $19 million sale requires a full city council vote for approval. Chicago will receive over $22 million in federal grants to replace lead pipes in the Austin neighborhood on the west side. There are over 400,000 lead service lines across Chicago. That's the most of any city in the country. This grant will help replace about 650 lead service lines. Lead pipes are toxic because they can leach into drinking water and cause cardiovascular, cognitive, and reproductive issues. And the World Cup has kicked off this afternoon in Mexico City. Three players with the Chicago Fire will be on the pitch during the tournament. South Africa defender Mbekazeli Mbokazi, also Canada defender Joel Waterman, and goalkeeper and Naperville native Chris Brady, who is playing for Team USA. You are listening to The Rundown. The annual James Beard Awards return to Chicago on Monday. The Oscars of the food world turn Chicago into the culinary capital every year. My colleagues Courtney Kippers and Melba Lara sat down to talk about what you can expect, and Courtney has a few ways you can partake in these festivities.
So you covered last year's awards, Courtney. What's so special about them?
It really is such a sort of glamorous night. It brings together sort of like established chefs in our city, along with up-and-comers, plus chefs and industry leaders from across the country. People really go all out with their outfits, so kind of a fashion night. And it's at Lyric Opera House, which is a nice setting. It's buzzy and fun. And so it really is sort of a feather in the city's cap to host this event that brings people to town and also brings a lot of eyeballs on Chicago as well.
And what do you expect to be different about this year's?
It'll be interesting to see. I was thinking about how last year, several winners mentioned the importance of immigrants to the restaurant industry. And this is the first awards since, of course, Operation Midway Blitz here in Chicago and other campaigns across the country. So I'm interested if we'll hear more about that this year. Also, earlier this spring, the Beard Foundation announced that they will be remaining in Chicago through 2028. That's an extension from 1 year longer from what was previously announced. So we'll see. I'm curious if there's going to be some chatter about whether Chicago will be the award's longtime home.
And there are three Chicago nominees this year. Tell us about them.
Yeah, and that's down from the five we had last year, but we've got three this year, and that's Bailey Sullivan. She's the executive chef at Monteverde in West Loop. That restaurant's really known for their homemade pasta. And Sullivan is a LaGrange native, so a hometown finalist here. And then we've got two finalists in the Best Chef Great Lakes category. That's Jake Potashnik of the restaurant Feld in Ukrainian Village, and then Norman Fenton of Carino in Uptown.
So I'm writing this down, where to go next. So tickets for the ceremony itself are sold out, but at the end of the day, there are a lot of chefs in town that are cooking up some special menus around it. What's on your radar?
Yeah, there is so much happening. I'll run through just a couple sort of special things taking place this weekend. On Friday night, Mira in Bucktown is hosting the New York Asian-inspired restaurant called Kiko for a collaboration, and they're going to have dishes that are described as being coastal and spice-driven, which sounds delicious to me. And then over in Lincoln Park, there's going to be a pop-up inside of what was once Charlie Trotter's. Trotter's son, Dylan, has been hosting these pop-ups in the dining room there. And this weekend's meal pays tribute to James Beard himself, so very timely. And then just a final shout-out, Sanders Barbecue, which is in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood, has this collaboration with Mahari, which is an African fusion restaurant in Hyde Park. And these are really sort of two of the buzziest restaurants in town. They're teaming up, joining forces for a brunch on Sunday.
And obviously we're talking about food here, but this year some restaurants are going beyond dinner and hosting some unique events too. What's on tap?
Yeah, there's this party at Pandan, which is the restaurant atop of the Viceroy Hotel. And they're having what they're calling a multi-sensory experience. You, of course, can eat and drink, but there's also a make-your-own-perfume station. So a little interesting twist there. And then on Sunday night, there's also the Chicago Cocktail Classic, which is going to bring together more than three dozen bars from around the world, so you can taste all kinds of different drinks.
Our arts and culture reporter, Courtney Kippers, speaking with my colleague, Melba Lara. Weather today, showers and thunderstorms, and some storms, of course, could include destructive wind gusts as high as 80 miles per hour, possible tornadoes. Tonight, windy, more showers and thunderstorms, a low near 60. And then Friday, we should have dry conditions, sunny and breezy, high in the upper 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.